Chuck the Barber in Grand Marais, Chuck Pedick?
Well, a barber is a person who cuts hair,
and it's basically, you know, it's intertwining with your customers, and, you know, in some ways a barber is even a little bit of a counselor. You know, you get the people that they like you and they trust you and confide in you, and so it's more than just cutting hair, you know, it's being a friend. Well, we got some air going around your ears again, Joe.
They'll be able to hear now.
They want to hear a little bit, huh?
I first of all come down and open up the shop, okay? I come down early and I go over to Blue Water Cafe to get my cup of coffee and the Duluth paper so I can bring it back to the barbershop. And my typical day is I work from 8:30 to 5 o'clock. Sometimes it goes a little bit longer, you know. You're not going to turn somebody away from the door if they're coming and they really do need a haircut. And sometimes if it seems like it is a slower day or something, sometimes now after 41 years I might just say, well, the heck with it, that's it, I'm done. I don't have a telephone, so I don't have to be picking that up to make appointments, and it's first come, first serve. And the other part that is so nice, I go for lunch, I'm able to leave my door open. I put the sign on the chair, out for lunch, back at this time, and whoever is in here is next when I come back for lunch, and many people from the cities and different things come by. How did you dare leave your door open? I said, well, I've done it for 41 years in Grand Marais, and nobody's taken my barber chair yet. You know, many times people will come in here and they don't, oh, I forgot my wallet, or I don't have the money, do you care if I come and catch you later? And, you know, I've never refused anybody because they didn't have the money. If they really needed a haircut, I'm going to give them a haircut. You know, the money isn't that important.
Gotta do what you gotta do, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Besides cutting the hair and trying to please them, it's basically liking people and liking the people that are coming into the shop and knowing how to handle them. Hey, we're all a little bit different. We all have different ideas, you know. We get issues on politics and, you know, even religion. And, you know, there's all kinds of different things. And even though you might not agree with a person, nobody's here to start an argument. If they really are goofy, you gotta find some humor in it and just be able to laugh. The biggest thing is laughter, getting people to laugh in here and enjoy themselves. And, you know, even if something sounds a little out of whack, you can find some humor in it. Sometimes I can get a preacher in here, a minister or something like that, and you can get people really talking about maybe something that they shouldn't be talking about. So right away I try to clue them in that, well, this is Father so-and-so, or this is a pastor from this church or what, just to let them know, cool it, you know, let's not get into this situation, this isn't the right time for that, you know. And generally it works, but there's a few people who it doesn't bother them, they'll just go all the stronger. So, you know, then we all laugh when they walk out the door and figure, well, hey, that was their thing, hope they're happy. Coming in here, well, I hear a lot in here, of course. You know, there's always talk about, you know, what's going on in the city council, the county commissioners, and why is this happening, and why isn't that happening, and, you know, you know, there are some people that are pretty strong set on how they feel about a situation going on in the city or the county. And you do have to know how to handle them, because they can be very, very serious sometimes, and you gotta really pick up on it, because you don't want to get them too upset. It just isn't worth it.
You know, some people, they can fall asleep from some of the sounds a little bit, even when you cut your hair.
Oh, really?
There's others that are nervous, you know.
I've made a decent living. Yes, you bet. Hey, 41 years, you bet, absolutely, I've made a decent living. You know, nobody's going to be rich or anything like that, but hey, provided for my family and, you know, did the best I could do. And I've enjoyed my job. You know, this is, I come to work and I'm not coming to work hating, oh, I gotta go to work again. You know, I've never complained. And you can ask my wife that. I've never complained about coming to work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, hope your night isn't too long and too bad for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for
coming. Have fun.
Thanks for coming.
I figure as I get a little as I get a little older here and stuff, I can always cut back on my days, maybe go to 4 days someday, maybe go to 3 days, whatever like that. But I enjoy the people. I think I would really miss the interaction with people because I like people myself. And, you know, as you get older, you just can't go home and sit in a rocking chair. You got to have stuff to do. And as long as I can do it, I'm going to keep doing it.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Behind the Work is a production of the WTIP News Department. To hear this segment again, or to check out our local news headlines, visit us on the web at wtip.org. Segments from our Behind the Work series can be found right on our homepage.